Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Akins moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Akins takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wei then hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Wei then reaches second base with a double. Akins moves to third. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wei then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up Ogilvie. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Money now playing third base. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Easterly now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Brett reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from way then and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off fingers, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Martin. Thomas moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 3 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.